It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. A recent investigation by the Detroit Free Press suggested major issues with charter schools in the state. The investigation pointed to poor financial practices, conflicts of interest, and a lack of transparency by charter schools and authorizers. Now, State Superintendent of Schools Mike Flanagan says some charter authorizers may lose their authority to open additional schools. Joining us now are Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Zoe Clark with Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics. Zoe, give us a brief overview of what Mike Flanagan is responding to.
Sure, Jen. Well, you know, as the state superintendent of schools, as you said, he's been a charter school, I would say, skeptic in the past. And there are some serious issues, you know, as you mentioned, that the Detroit Free Press reported on, $1 billion a year in taxpayer money spent with not a whole lot of transparency. That charter schools that aren't performing well have sort of been continued to allow to operate under their authorizers. So I think it would be impossible for him not to respond in some way. He's saying he does have the authority to suspend these relationships with charter authorizers going into the future. We should also note that in his statement, though, he said that, hey, there are also many good charter schools in the state right now operating. And meanwhile, on top of all of this, lawmakers, both Democratic and Republican, are talking about possible legislative fixes as well.
Ken, the legislature eliminated the cap on the number of charter schools that could be opened in the state back in 2011. But even then, there were questions about a lack of oversight of charters and the wisdom in allowing charter operators with failing schools to continue to open new schools. Did the legislature miss out on an opportunity to address these issues back in 2011?
The 2011 legislation, as you pointed out, basically removed the cap on the number of charters, I think, and they actually did enact some more oversight provisions. But the Republican majority today, I think their attitude on this is going to be a couple of different ones. One is, I think they're going to say, let's focus on results, that is outcomes, our kids learning. And that's going to be a focus and should be a focus on all public schools, charter, and the more traditional ones. So let's focus on that. And secondly, in terms of is there enough oversight, I think they're going to point to Mike Flanagan's comment and statement that he already has authority to stop authorizers from approving charter schools. And their attitude is going to be, before you we give you any more authority, we want you to utilize what you already have.
Zoe, charter schools have played a pretty prominent role in Governor Snyder's education policy. So what does this mean for him and his ed policy going forward?
Well, it's a fine line. I mean, much like Mike Flanagan, Snyder has to say something about this. I mean, this was big, in-depth reporting that has a lot of people talking. But again, the Republican base, his base is still very enthusiastic to market solutions to schools. You know, there's Dick DeVos, who I don't think necessarily would take too kindly to Snyder going overboard on any new laws and regulations. So we're going to see sort of how he's going to deal with that. Also, like I mentioned, with this legislation from, you know, Democrats, from Republicans, what is he willing to sign? What is he willing to talk about? So that's going to be interesting to watch as well.
You know, we talked about the Detroit Free Press investigation, and we have to say that the charter school proponents accuse the Free Press of what they call sort of incomplete reporting. So there's not complete agreement on whether or not this investigation was thorough or complete. But Ken, could this potentially become a political football? Because, of course, as we know, we're in an election year.
You know, whether the issue is proper funding or whether it's charter schools, it potentially has some resonance in an election year. I do think the one sort of theme, one of the themes in the Detroit Free Press article that would resonate with Governor Snyder is the issue of charter schools that have been open for a long time that haven't improved learning. I think that's going to resonate with him. But this is one where I think the people that are opposed to charter schools have to be careful of what you wish for, because I think Governor Snyder and Republicans generally are going to say, if the issue is closing a poor performing charter school, we want that applied to all public schools, including the ones that have been open for 50, 60, 70, or 80 years.
Ken Sikkema is former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. And Zoe Clark is with Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics. Zoe, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jen.